We're beginning today's shiur in Siman Kuf Tzadi Zayin on page Kuf, the last line on page Kuf, about to turn on to page 200. The Mechaber says in Sif Aleph, Shnayim She'ochlu Ke'echod, two people that ate together, V'gomru, and they finished their Suda, Ubo Shlishi, and then a third person comes, Kolhecha Di'imaisi Luhu Midi Motzu L'meichal Minei. So long that if we would bring more food to those two people who finished eating, they would still eat from the new food. Mitztaref b'hadayu, then the third person can eat and join together with them. V'chayoven liton lo lecho kedei sheitztaref imohem, and those two are chayiv to give him food to join together. We'll see in the Mishnah Berurah that it's lav dafka that they're chayiv, just that it's a mitzvah for them to give him food to join together. This is all true, only assuming the third person came after they finished eating and they would still eat other food, theoretically, but before they actually said, let us bench. If they said already, let us bench, and then the third person comes, he cannot join with them. Says the Rama, Unatilas Mayim Achronim Kahavlon Unavarech Domi, but if they wash Mayim Achronim, that is the same as Havlon Unavarech, and then he can't join with them any longer. V'ayin la'el simen kuf ayin tes. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah on the last line of page Kuf. Two people that ate together and they finish and a third person comes. Sifkat an aleph b'rotze lechol, he wants to eat. U'lehitztaref imoyim l'zimun, and he wants to join together in their zimun. So he said so long that if we would bring them food, they would eat it, then it would be okay. Says the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat an beis, haynu she'enam sveim kol kach. Means to say they're not so full. If you would bring them something that will draw their hearts, something that's geshmak for dessert of their suda, kigon peiros, like fruit, or kmeinu pitriot, or mushrooms, vikozolos, or little birds, or chiagadna, whatever they find geshmak, they would be able to eat it. Even a little bit of them, then we say they would join together. If you look at note number 1 across on page 200, he says that which the Mishnah Berurah says they would eat a little bit of it is not like the Prima Gadim, because the Prima Gadim has a suffix if we need that they would be able to eat a kazayas, or even if they would be able to eat less than a kazayas. The Mishnah Berurah clearly holds that even less than a kazayas is okay, because the Mishnah Berurah says that they would be able to eat even ma'at mehem. Says the Mishnah Berurah Vayter in Sekotam Gimel, then if they would be able to eat a little bit more, then he could be mitzdarif, but they could join together. Sifkatan Gimel, third line on page 200. The Chashvinan Luhu Kiilu Lo Gamru Suudasan Adayin. Then we consider it as if they did not finish their suda yet. Vahu Shekava Imahim. This is only true that he could join the Zimun if he's Kaveya with them together. Dehainu Sheochal Eslam B'Shulchan Sheyoshvim. That means to say that he sits with them by their table. Like we saw earlier in Siman Kuf Tzadi Gimel Sif Beis, that a Kviyas is sitting at the same table, Ayin Shav Mishnah Berurah. Kosav B'mayma Mordechai, Tuhu Adin Im Echad Gomar Seudaso Mitchila. Not only the case of the Mechaber where two people ate and they finished eating, and now a third person comes by and wants to join in. The same as the opposite was true. If there were one person was eating and two people want to join in, the same thing would apply. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Dehu Adinim Echad Gomar Seudaso Mitchila. One person finishes Suda first. The Achar Kal Bo Shnayim Etzlo V'Ochlam. And then two people come by and want to eat with him. Gamke Mitzdarev Ba'adayu L'Zimun. They also can join together with him as a Zimun. Im Hoyu Mevi'en Lo Midei Umatzi. If they would theoretically bring him something that he finds geshmak and he would be able to eat it, that would be the same din ayin sham. Od Kosov, he writes further, Dehu Adin B'chozeh L'inyan Sirif Asara L'zamin B'Hashem. The same thing we're saying over here, by three, that if it was two eating, one could join. If it was one eating, two could join. The same thing would apply to join together for a zimun of 10 to say Hashem's name. And then the Mechaber told us that you're chayiv to give him. So the Mishnah Berurah says in Sekot and Dal, like we mentioned before, Lav Dafka. It's Lav Dafka that you're chayiv Ela Sherotz Alomer. What it means to say is She Mitzvah Liten Lo. There's a mitzvah to give him. Ukumo Shekosav Leel Bereshim and Kut Tzadik Gimel. Like we learned earlier, anytime that you have two people eating together, there's a mitzvah to find the third person to create a zimun. But if they already said Havlon Unavarech, then already it's too late and the third person comes and they can't be mitzvah. Says the Mishnah Berurah in Sekot and Hey. The Kavan Sha'amru Kain, since they already said let's bench, Harek Far Hisihu Daito Meachilu Ushtia, they already took their minds off of the eating and drinking, V'asr Lahem Shuv Lechol, and now they're no longer allowed to eat, Kamavur Le'elbis Simikuf Ayin Tesif Aleph B'Dei HaRishona, they have to bench. Ulahachi eino yochol itstarif imahem, and that's why the third person can no longer be mesarif with them. Dekvar nistalku me'achilasam harishona, they already distanced themselves and separated from the original achila. Va'ayim beber alocha, which we will do shortly. Sekatan zayin va'ayim la'el simen kuf ayin tes. Shom nisbayar prati dinim shel havlon unavarech unatilas adayim. There we discuss in great detail all the halachos of havlon unavarech and the tilas adayim. Let's see of my machronim. Let's see now the bir halacha on page 200. Rav Maskil eino mitzarif. So he said that if the two people that were eating already said havlon unavarech, let us bench, and then the third person comes, he cannot be mitzarif with them. Says the bir halacha ayin ba'or zarua sharotz lechadish. Look in the Or Zarua where he wants to say a chiddush. The zehu dafka keshayu shnayim ubashlishi. This din that if they said let's bench, the third person can't join in. That's dafka if there were two eating and a third wants to join to create a zeman. But in a case where three ate, sheneschay bukfar b'zimun, where they already have a chiv of a zimun amongst those three, v'shuv ba'echad v'achal kazayas, and then a fourth person comes by and eats a kazayas, afilu notlu yadeyim. Even if the first three washed my machronim, o sheamru havon u'levarich, or they said let's bench, gam kein mitzarif imahem. The fourth person can join in, similar to the svara we said last night, that create a new chiyuv, that's much more difficult. But if there's already a chiyuv there, you want to just tap into that existing chiyuv, it would be more lenient, and you would be able to do that even after they said havlon unavarach, or they washed my machronim, and memelo umezamin lahem, he could even lead the zimun, the fourth person, umotziyam yidei chova zimun, he could be motzi them in their chiyuv of zimun. And with this svara, ubozeh yishev mashikshu harishonim yahidah shimon men shetach ayin sham. With this, he wants to answer the Or Zarua, the question that the Rishonim asked from the sugya of Shimon ben Shetach. And that question is as follows. The Gemara there brings a ma'isa of Shimon ben Shetach that he joined together with Yanei HaMelech and his wife. And they asked him to join together after they had finished eating. And tells us their ass, we know that you can't join together once they finish eating in the Mesiyot Das. So how is Shimon ben Shetach able to join in? So what the Bi'ar Lacha means to say is that Lefi the Or Zarua, that if there were three people already there and there was a Chiyuv Zimun, you can join together after the Mesiyot Das. So we can say in the case of Shimon ben Shetach, when he joined into Yanei HaMelech and his wife, there were other people there and there was already a Chiyuv of Zimun. And Shimon ben Shetach, by eating or drinking or joining in after the Chiyuv Zimun already was there, even after they said Havon Unavarech, that would be okay. So that would answer the Rishonim's kasha. Achein, Mishari Rishonim, Shetirtsu Bovan Achim, Mashmet Losrilu Huachi. However, from the other Rishonim, i.e. Tosas over there, who answers differently and just says, that's one of the ways in which we don't hold like Shimon ben Shetach. There were other ways the Gemara says that he did something that we don't hold like. This is an additional way that he joined into the Zimun to create a Zimun after they said Havon and Nevarech. So that shows that the fact that Tosas didn't want to say, like the Or Zarua says, that the other Rishonim, Tosas does not hold like this Chiddush of the Or Zarua, that you could join in to join a Zimun after Havel Mavarach, you just can't join to create a Zimun. The Bi'ar Lacha says, Vayter in Divrei Maskil Imohem, we said if they said Havel Mavarach, you cannot join with them. I am the Prima Godem Shemetzadeh Lomar. Look in the Prima Godem, where is it sad to say? The Bebircha Zimun Shel Shlosha, when it comes to a Zimun of three, Kohecha Shiesh Safek Ledina Metzarfim, anytime there's going to be a Safek, whether you should do a Zimun or not, you join together for a Zimun, we say Lakula. Hainu the Rishus Lem Lazamein, it means to say that it's optional, they can do a Zimun if they want. Aval Bebircha Zimun Shel Asara, but when it comes to making a Zimun of ten, Shiesh Haskaras Hashem, we're going to mention Hashem's name, Mistapik Shom is Mesupuk Imutar Bazem Mishum Chomer Lo Sisa. If it would be permissible to do a zimun with Hashem's name, a safek, because of the stringency of the Isra of Losisa of saying Hashem's name possibly in vain. The chay nota b'chay odom, that one should not do that. If you look at note number 8, he points out, uke'enze kosav l'el, we saw a similar thing above, sheba'asara shi'es askaras Hashem, when it comes to 10, with his mentioning of Hashem's name, efshir sha'asir l'kul yalma l'zamen k'she'enum chayov, and it could be according to everyone, it is usher to make a mezumen if they're not absolutely chayov. Od Kasav Sham, we wrote further over there, Sheba Asara, when there is 10, Kishiyesh Safik, Yizana below Shem, they shouldn't make a mezumah, they just shouldn't see Hashem's name. Sharibidi Yevid Gamba Asara, Yotzim Yidei Chova, Af Imlo Hiskiru Hashem. Because we hold up in the Yevid, even with 10 people, you're Yotzei Zim without Hashem's name. So that which we say that you shouldn't do a Zimun when there's 10 and it's a Safik, that only means the Zim with Hashem's name, but you could do a Zimun and leave off Hashem's name. Let's go weiter in Sif Beis. The Mechaber says weiter in the third line on page 200. Tisha, Sha'achlu, Dagon, 9 people that ate Dagon. They ate bread. Ve'echad ochal kezayis yorak. And one person ate a kezayis of vegetables. Mitztarfin lahasyu Hashem. Those nine and one can join together to make a zim with Hashem's name. Ve'afilu lo tibel imohem elo bitzir. Even if he only dipped with them in tzir, in fish juice. Oh lo shasa imohem elo kos echad. Or if he only drank with them one kos, sheyesh bo revius mikol mashke, which had a revius in the amount that he drank from any liquid, chutz min hamayim, except for water, mitzaref imohem. So the tenth person could be mitzaref whether he had a vegetable or even if he had a drink, as long as it's not water. But this is only true if the one leading the zimun is one of the nine that ate bread. Then the Bechaber ends off and says, "Va'afilu shiva ochlu dagon." Even if you have seven that ate bread, u'shloshe yarak and three ate vegetables, mitzarfen, they could join together for a zimun with Hashem's name. Aval shisha lo, but just six that ate bread is not enough. The ruba de minkar be'inan, we need a recognizable rove, and therefore we need to have seven and three, and six and four is not going to be enough. Says the Mishnah Berurah in Sif Katan Zayin. We said if nine ate bread and one ate a vegetable, a kezayis to a vegetable, they are mitzarif together. Says the Mishnah Berurah in Sif Katan Zayin, the echad achal, the af the al yorak ein mevarachin birchas hamazon. Even though they're on vegetables, we don't bench. Mikomakom yochal lehitzarif velanos baruch shachan mishalo. He still could be mitzarif, he could join together the group of nine in order for everyone to answer baruch shachan mishalo. If you look at note number 10, he says an interesting thing, Achein le'inyan chiyuv, in terms of whether this is a requirement, the Prima Gadam writes, She'eno mechuyuv elo shehu rashai la'anos. He doesn't have to answer, he's allowed to answer. Ubiktos ha'shulchan hosu, b'ktos ha'shulchan adz on, She'af osam shnayim she'ochlu pas, even those two who ate the bread, Einom chayovim le'itztarif m'ochla yorak, they're also not mechuyuv to join together with the one who ate the vegetables. Based on this, he writes, Shem ochlu chamisha anoshim pas, the five people ate bread, v'odom shishi yorak, and a sixth person ate vegetables, ein lohem leicholak l'shtayim, they should not split the two groups, me'achar shashniyim sheyizamnu im ha'ochel yorak, yizamnu ragzim meshus. Because if you're going to split the five and the one into two groups of three, so the one that has three bread eaters has a chiyuv zimun, but the one who has the two bread eaters and one vegetable eater, that's only a zimun of reshus. But if you would have kept everyone together, then it would have been a chiyuv zimun for everyone. So therefore, according to this, that it's only a reshus to bench when one person that's being mitzaref had vegetables, so then you should not split a group of six where it's five and one, because then one group of three is only going to have a reshus, whereas if they were together, it would have been a chiyuv. Omnam, however, Reprima Gadam Asma Mavur Sheochle Apas Mukhiyovim Avkev Mishem Estarfim Ochel Yorek. But the Prima Gadam himself explains that those who eat bread are still mechuyev in zimun, even if they're joining together with one who ate vegetables. Shalochein kosav. That's why he writes, Sha'ochel yerek eino mezamin avuram. That the one who ate the vegetables can't lead the zimun. Shu eino mechuyev veheim kein mechuyevim. Because he's not mechuyev in the zimun, and they are mechuyev in the zimun. So you see from there that they are actually chayev in the zimun, and therefore the Prima Gadam argues and says that you would be able to split the group of five and one to be three and three, because even the group that has the vegetable eater, the other two that are being mezamin with him who ate bread would have a chiyuv, so you're not taking away any of their chiyuv. Let's go weiter in the Mishnah Berurah, Sif Katan Ches. We said if the ninth person ate kezayis yarak, Tamo, the reason why you need a kezayis is the kevan sha'omer sha'achalnu. Since in the Zimun you're saying, Baruch sha'achalnu, ve'ein achila p'chusa mikezayis. We never have achila less than a kezayis. Therefore, in order to say that, he has to have a kezayis. Reason number two, the Mishnah Berurah says, O mishum de bo'inen she is chayev al koponim b'shum bracha. We need that at the very least, he's chayev at least in the bracha achrono. U b'pachos mikazayis ein chiyuv b'shum bracha achar achiloso. But if you eat less than a kazayis, you're not chayev any bracha achrono after you're eating. Kemavur l'kamon, simen reishud, like we'll see in more detail later on in simen reishud. Now if you look at note 11, he brings to the Chazon Ish a question that he asks on the Mishnah Berurah. Eich shayach lomer shemitzarif lezimun rak ha'asher eschayev b'bracha achrona. On the second reason the Mishnah Berurah brings down of why the Mechaber says he has to have a kezayis of a yerek, because you need that he's chayev in a bracha achrona, fret the Chazon Ish. How is it shayach to say that he's a mitzarif lezimun only when he's chayev in a bracha achrona? Sherei bal meimra zuhu rav. The author of this meimra in the Gemara is Rav. Umefurish b'Gemara she'am Rav Yitzchak bar Avim mishum Rabbeinu, which is Rav, she'ein levorach in bracha achrona l'achilas yerek. He holds you don't even make a bracha achrona on yerek. So how could it be that you're going to require a Chazayis of Yerek to require a Bracha Achrona when this author of this Maimer himself holds you're not chayvin a Bracha Achrona in the Yerek? And so too the Chazon Ish goes on to prove in a different place that the Chiyuv Zimun is not Talei B'Bracha Achrona, and therefore the Chazon Ish argues with this second reason of the Mishabura. But the Mechaber did say that if you ate a Kazayas of Yarek, then you could be Mitzarek to say Hashem's name. Says the Mishabura in Sivkoton Tes, V'im Kvaberach B'Bracha Achrona. But if this one person who ate the Yerek already made a bracha achrona on his kazayis Yerek, shuv ein yicholim lezamein alov, he can no longer join into their zimun of the other nine. The kfar nistalik mem, he's already distanced from them. And here in note 13 in the back of the Sefer, which you read a few days ago, he asked the kasha that we know that if three people ate bread and one benched already, we said that he could still be mitzarev with the other two, even though he can't satisfy his chiyuv because he already benched and you can't make a zimun lemafreya, but he could assist in the other two being mekayim there. So why over here, if he made the bracha achrona, he can't join them? And we explained in note number 13 from the Magen Avraham that there's a chiluk, and in the case of three, as the Mishabura explains earlier, the three people that ate bread, so the one who ate bread and bench still has his chiyuv zimun on him. He just didn't take advantage of b'makayim his chiyuv zimun, but it's still on him, and therefore even after he benched, the chiyuv zimun is still there, even though he can't fulfill it for himself, but he can help others fulfill it. Masha'ekin over here, the one who ate the vegetable, the kazayas of vegetables, he never had a chiyuv zimun. He only had the option of helping them satisfy their chiyuv, but once he made his bracha achrona, then he's already distanced, and he can't even help them. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Vayter Sivkotan Yud, the Mechaber said, whether he had vegetables, Vafilu lo tibel imoem elu betzir. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Hainu shetova yarak betzir. It means to say he dipped his vegetable in the tzir, ubein kulam hoya rak kazayas. And the vegetable together with the tzir was only a kazayas. Afilu hachi metzarev, still is able to join together for a shir of kazayas. Or we said, if the 10th person drank with them one cup that had a revias from any drink besides water, he joins together with them. Says the Mishnah Berurah in Sekodon Yud Aleph, as we turn from page 200 to Kuf Aleph, Dishtia Bechal Achila. The reason why drinking a cup works is because drinking is included in eating. The Yachal Lomar Shachalnu, Memela, you could still say Baruch Shachalnu. That works for all drinks, says the Mechaber, except for water. The Mishnah Berurah picks up on the top line of Kuf Aleph, Sekodon Yud Beis Chutz Namayim. The Mayim Lo Zayni, water is not considered something that nourishes. The Eino Choshev Le'etzdarif. And therefore, that is not Choshev enough to join together for a Zimun. Afilu Hu Tzomei V'rotzev L'shtos. Even if the person who drank the water was thirsty and he wants to drink, in that case, it's Chayv Nebrach Rishona, still, it's not considered Choshev enough to join together because it is not Zayni. Umagin Avram Cholek Upasak the Mitzarif. The Magen Avram argues and says one who drinks water is Mitzarif. The Kol Shtia Bechal Achilahi, any Shtia is included in Achila, and even water works. Vehetikuhu Eze Achronim La Locha. Some Achronim bring down the Magen Avram La Locha that water works. Achen, however, Besefer Big De Yesha, Ubamagin Giborim, Mesibul Machaber, these Achronim agree with the Machaber, Vechem Mitzari Besefer Chemed Moshe, also like the Machaber that water does not work. Let's finish the Mishnah Berurahs and then we'll see a couple of notes on the drinks. Hamavarech Echad, we said even if the person joins together for the Zimun by eating vegetables or drinking a drink, the Mezamein, the leader, should be one of the ones that ate bread. Says the Mishnah Berurah, and Yudgimel Dekevan Shumotzi as Chaveiro Bebrichas Azimun, since he's the one leading the Zimun, Chamri Tfei Wa Mamachmir, that he should be one who ate bread. Sekotan Yudalid Yorak. Even if you said, we said in the Mechaber, even if you have 7 who ate bread and 3 ate vegetables, V'hu adin ezemashke v'kanal, says the Mishabur in Yudalev, it's lav dafa, the 3 ate vegetables, it could also be the 3 ate the drinks that we said would be okay. They could also join into a zimun of 10. Now let's look at note number 15, where he discusses different drinks, if one can have that drink and count for a zimun. The Mechaber said, any drink except for water. The Mishabur discussed water, if it's even if you're thirsty. But let's look at note number 15. Ashosem mashia lemonade, one who drinks lemonade. The Aruch HaShulchan writes, Shenirish and Mitzaref Lezimun. It appears to be that that would be okay to join in the Zimun. Even though water is not good, lemonade would be good. Why is that? Ho'il v'yesh bok tzas chashivas. Lemonade has a little lemon in it, has a little more chashivas than water, and it would be okay. U'b'shal z'nshuvas ma'ashah kosov sha'af imnode l'dvar v'mashka lemonade. Even if I'll admit to the Aruch HaShulchan that lemonade is okay, mikom bakom me soda. When it comes to carbonated beverages, kevan she'enam mezinam yosem imayim, since they do not nourish a person any more than water, hashosa osam eino mitzaref leziman. One who drinks soda or seltzer, that would not be mitzaref to the ziman. Could be made soda specifically talking about seltzer, but certainly seltzer, which is not any better than water, would not help you be mitzaref leziman. And then note 15 continues and says, "V'ashose tei im sukar." One who drinks tea with sugar, Rav Yosef says, "She'enu mitzaref l'zimun." That's not good enough to mitzaref l'zimun. It doesn't nourish. And the Erlitz Zion writes, "She'kol mashke she'ikrahu mayim." Any drink that the base of the drink is water, kagon tei, kafe, shar mashke v'musakim, tea, coffee, any other sweetened drinks, dinam kemayim l'inyan zeh, they're all considered like water for this, and you can't be mitzaref for the zimun of asara. Vashosa osam eino mitzaref leziman. One who drinks these things cannot be mitzaref to a ziman of asara. The rakish ashosa mitzperos tivi mitzaref leziman. If you want to drink and join the ziman, it has to be some natural fruit juices. According to Rav Yosher, that's all you could have. Sorry, according to the Orla Tzion, that's all you could have to join together in the ziman of asara. Meidach, on the other hand, b'shalos and shuvas maritz kosav. Shetei the coffee him bechal chamer medina. He disagrees. He says tea and coffee are considered chamer medina. Umemela heim chashuvim leitzaref leziman. Memela they're considered chashuv, and you can join in with the ziman of asara with them. Ubesot varav hosef tam nosaf. At the end of his words, he adds in another reason. Shetei the coffee, tea and coffee, kaven shenizbashlu im asovim, since they are made with tea leaves or coffee crystals. V'yesh b'mayim tam ha'asovim or coffee. And since the water now gets the taste of the grass or the coffee, nechshav kilu ochel es ha'asavim o es ha'coffee, it's kilu you're drinking the tea leaves or you're drinking the coffee crystals, v'arehem mezinim, and those are nourishing, and memelu umitzaref lezimim. So he gives us two reasons, either because it's as if you're eating the leaves, or because they are chamer medina, but he holds that tea and coffee would allow a person to mitzaref for a mezumen of 10. But l'chora, he probably would be maskim to the Orla Tzion that having other drinks that are just sweetened, that are really just water, so that's not chamer medina. It also is not like you're eating any leaves or any coffee, so l'chora, he'd be maskim that those drinks would not be good. And we'll end with note number 16. We said in the Mishnah Brura that the Magen Avraham argues and says that water is good because all shtiyas b'chal achila. But if you're only drinking the water because you want to join together for the Birchas HaMazon of 10, the Bir Halacha tells us later on, even according to this lenient opinion of the Magen Avraham, that drinking is counted as achila, in this scenario, we are just drinking it to join for the Zeman, it won't count for the Zeman to join in for the Birchas HaMazon. Shekeivan she'eino hanom me'amayim, since you get no pleasure from the drinking of this water, ein chiyav levarech aleihem, there's no chiyav to make a bracha rishona on this water. U'memeila af einu mitzaref leziman, memeila, it's not going to be chashev enough to join a Zeman. And therefore, if you look back in the Mishnah Berurah and Sukkot and Yud Beis, so the Mishnah Berurah explains that in the Mechaber who knocks out water because water is not nourishing, he says, even if you're thirsty and you want to drink it, it's not going to be good. So according to the Bir Halacha, the Magen Avraham that's coming to argue and says it does work because kol shtiyas b'chal achila, he's only arguing in the case of the Mishnah Berurah mentioned earlier that you're tzame and you're rotzeh lishtos. But the Magen Avraham would agree if you're having water just to join the Zeman, you're not thirsty, you don't want to drink, then just like you don't make a bracha rishona, it would not be chashev enough for you to be mitzaref and to join the Zeman. We'll stop over here, and Amir Tz Hashem, in the next year, we'll begin with Siv Gimel.